The question was asked, when Rav Kook came to Eretz Yisrael, there were many other yeshivas around, why did he find another yeshiva? So if you want, you can first of all read. Rav Kook has a letter explaining why he founded his yeshiva. But in a nutshell, Rav Kook's goal was to create the yeshiva that would be the continuation of Volozhin. Rav Kook was the disciple of the Netziv of Volozhin. As you see, they have letters back and forth, many, many letters we have still today. And his vision was this would be a continuation. When Rav Kook writes in his writings, "Mi beit midrashenu," from our academy, our tradition is, he's quoting the Gra. And Rav Kook, his goal was to create a great yeshiva with great Talmidei Chachamim. In order to enter the yeshiva, you had to be tested on 1/3 of Shas. To enter as a beginning student. Now his dream did not become a reality in that sense. He didn't have students who were on the level that he hoped. He did not have entering students. I don't know if he had one or two or three, but he had to open the doors to many more students. But his goal was to create a yeshiva that would be the continuation of Volozhin. In Volozhin, we have quotes that people would study 30, 40 daf be'iyun a day. Be'iyun. Now, when you learn and you master it so that you can go through it quickly, then you can do that. I met a few people when I was in Rabbi Feinstein's yeshiva. An old Jew walked in one day and he says to me, "Point." So I'm looking at him like, "What?" He says, "Point." I said, "Okay, what do you want me to point to?" He says, "Point anywhere in Rashi." I says, "Okay, I point to Rashi." He says, "Read two words." I read two words. He looks at me and continues the Rashi down the column by heart. He says to me, "Decades I haven't opened the Shas, but I learned in Volozhin. And we knew in Volozhin, you could just, you tell us where, and we'll continue reading." So this was an old man like, and I could tell you other stories. I met a Jew who was not even Shabbat observant. And he told me, "Don't look at me like that." I said, "I didn't look at you like that." He says, "No, I know what you're thinking." I said, "What am I thinking?" He said, "You're thinking I don't keep Torah." I said, "I didn't think anything. I don't know you, right? I didn't think anything." So the guy says to me, "When I was a kid, I ran away from home to go learn in Volozhin." I said, "Okay." He says to me, "I will now quote you pieces of Shas by heart. I haven't opened the Talmud in ages." Now, I know the guy wasn't Shomer Shabbos. But the guy's quoting me pieces of Talmud by heart. He said to me, you don't know what it means to love Torah. In Volozhin, we love Torah. You'd come in the middle of the night, people were learning. You'd come in the middle of the morning, people were learning. People just learned. And you'd review things many, many times." So he said, till today, when I met him, he was at least past 70. So you figure a half a century had passed. The guy had been through the Holocaust. I mean, his job was in Auschwitz. He was a brilliant mind. They put him in charge of the numbers. He would know how many people were killed every day. That was, so just, we hear about a Jew who's no longer observant, we have to understand what he faced on a daily basis. He was the accountant of Auschwitz. He was a Jew. But that was the job they gave him. He's rattling off lines in Talmud by heart. So Rav Kook's goal when he set up the yeshiva was to have a continuation to that amazing yeshiva in Volozhin. That was his goal.